The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, TNT. Just 13 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and in studio with me, I have Miss Dorsha Charles. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yes.
Okay, just drop the mic a little bit. Right. So you can hear me?
Yes.
So welcome to the studios of Freedom 106.5 FM, an unusual topic. You know, first of all, you could tell me about Founder of Survival Scholars, what it is about, and why you decided to, you know, create this group in the first place.
Yeah, so good morning, TNT. Thank you so much for having me this morning. Survival Scholars is an organization that I developed in university, my second year, when I realized that my classmates, my colleagues, and they were just fed up of school and they just wanted to get that degree and get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no more enjoyment of educational learning. And so I thought that we definitely need to have educational enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I developed Survival Scholars to really and truly help students to get that love for learning and help them also with the mental health challenges that they would have faced along their educational journey.
So it's basically a strategy for students, of all ages,
yeah,
to cope with the anxiety of school, emotional learning, and to build their resilience so they have a balance between their mental health and academic performance.
Yeah.
Now, when you think the word puppetry, you kind of go, what was the name of this local Muppet? Oh gosh, and he's have all these stories. Anyway, if you see him, you'll know who I'm talking about. But the most iconic puppeteer I could think of is Jim Henson.
Yes.
Okay. You know, Sesame Street,
yes.
Elmo,
yeah.
Cookie Monster,
yeah.
All of them. So was that like an inspiration for you to go into this? Why you chose puppetry then? Why we didn't just do like little skits?
So I did play therapy in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And a component of play therapy was puppetry. And the concept was so different in terms of making your puppet. Play therapy in terms of the different colors, the different materials that you use, it says something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was a great way for students to express themselves as opposed to just looking at puppet shows.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hands-on, engaging experience for them. And so I developed that love for puppetry through play therapy.
And play therapy, what is it exactly and how is it important to youngsters in terms of learning and environment and accepting the environment?
Yeah, so play therapy is a way of learning, using play to help children learn. You know, how our education system is so rigid in terms of that sit down,
mm-hmm.
read, write approach. Play therapy brings out the resilience and it brings out the intelligence of children. And children love to play. And so when they are able to use play to learn, they would learn easier. And also they would be more engaged,
mm-hmm.
and there would be less behavioral challenges. And so that is why I really and truly love play therapy. I love puppetry and the impact that it makes on students.
All right. So we just had to adjust the mic a little bit. Let's hear again.
Yeah.
Right. A little better. So I wanted to find out from you if you knew about any studies that would give the evidence that this actually works. Because some parents would think that same rudimentary strictness of a classroom where you sit down straight and look at the blackboard and don't be distracted is the only way that, you know, children can learn. What about the studies that you've seen that this actually works?
Yeah, so there are many different studies in terms of Carl Jung, the different psychologists and data that they have done. Also, you would see that students learn or look at Sesame Street or even simple puppet shows, you would see the reactions and how they engage in the learning,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to when they're in a classroom and they have behavioral challenges. play therapy is very dynamic, and it really gives that support for students to not only learn, but also creatively express themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's multifold.
So I'm just thinking of these small handheld puppets, but the huge ones like Snuffleupagus and Big Bird and Bear, Big, is what? Blue Bear over the...
Oh, Big Bird and, yeah.
No, there was this bear that always spoke with the moon.
Yes, I know which one you're talking about. Yes.
You see how it's easier to remember those icons, or
yes.
I mean, even though they're not real, because it creates such an impact on your memory.
Yes.
So imagine for an adult how it would be for a child. Mm-hmm. And if it is that there is trauma, I guess, yes, involved in a child's life relating to something like that, gives them the space to, I guess, rewire and connect with the message that is being put forward to them.
Indeed.
Now, in terms of your group, what projects do you have coming up and what projects have you done?
Yeah, so each year we have an SEA de-stressor where we go to different schools and help students to de-stress before the SEA exam. You know, there's this focus on de-stressing after, but the impact of de-stressing before the exam is very beneficial for students in terms of helping their memory, helping them with their confidence, their motivation, and all the different preparation that goes into the SEA exam. You know, they have to do many, many past papers and they get very bored and tired and exhausted, and so giving them that de-stressor, we use puppetry, of course. We help students make their own puppets, and you see their true personalities come through their puppets. We use Zumba as well. We use puppet videos that we teach different coping strategies and lessons in, and we also show them hands-on coping strategies that they could use before, during, and even after the SEA exam.
And so have you spoken with any representative from the ministry to make this like an ongoing thing, especially if it's part of counseling? I would think that this would be a great way or avenue to get that going.
Yeah, so we actually reached out to the ministry several occasions. We're still pending that full like acceptance into the schools. One approach that we're using is working with the school social workers and guidance counselors and making requests with the schools, particularly to the Ministry of Education, so that we can get the approval. But we are definitely working on a full nationwide school approval from the Ministry of Education.
And what would be some of the topics that you would tackle in a feature like that?
So the topics that we will look at is character development, looking at bullying, peer pressure, the different challenges that students face on a day-to-day basis that really affects their mental health, and it also affects their academic performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And okay, so I did ask what future projects you have in mind that you would want support for, and how does one get onto your organization to find out what is needed and also to give that support?
Yes, yeah, so they can contact us on Survivor Scholars throughout all social medias. And our contact number is 369-7522. They can contact us, reach out to us. We have been getting a lot of calls from guidance counselors and social workers as well. So that is really good. We just need that full approval from the Ministry of Education. But the work continues. You know, students really need what we do. There's a great benefit. And apart from our school tours, we work with parents as well. And we have sessions with the Parent Teacher Association. So that's another avenue that we get into the schools, and we work with the parents and the students.
All right. So once again, give out your contact information. So if anyone listening sees that the project is suitable for their group or wants to just assist, because making puppets just might be, you know, the avenue for some of them to give the help. So
369-7522. We also have a Mother's Day brunch. We're doing puppet making. You know, it's going to be a beautiful experience, as well as yoga. So it's definitely something mothers should get onto for Mother's Day.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Charles,
so much
for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoyed it. I'm hoping to see our local characters come out in life, in the puppetry.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for giving the information.
Thank you so much.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.